your boy Rod, you know, Mr. Dacry Man himself, Mr. Hard Worker himself. Tighten up, everybody. Tighten the fuck up.
Long shot he had was the bribe and shit to lose. Like, that was the longest shot he had.
But you ain't take
no money. Take the money. So if they do fire you, you got, like, hey, I need that.
Man, the original shit started, man. I don't want no smoke with Elite, a.k.a. Martin, man. We just be chilling today. Got this bullshit-ass Cowboys that's supposed to be going to the playoffs.
How y'all feeling about the first quarter of the season so far? Are we 25 games in now?
Well, last year around this time, I was looking at the lottery already. So, for me personally, blessing to be able to see my team turn the corner and continue to improve as we continue to get a little more healthier going into the season. Hopefully, we stay that way, knock on wood. I'm happy with the way my team is playing right now.
Just your common sense. Just asshole, eye nature, poor motherfucking answer. Y'all know what it is. It's the Lakers Nation. Throw that out there, too. Mr. Please, someone beat the Cowboys. So or if you can.
Please.
All that shit.
I would literally take any guard on your roster for Russ right now.
I'm sure the Lakers would take Ricky Rubio light for Russell Westbrook right now.
I sure the fuck would.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Straight up, too. They'll trade him straight up. No pitch, no money consideration.
I'll throw in a future second. Just here.
Here. Glory, bro.
Just have it.
Throwing in a draft pick for Russell Westbrook and Ricky Rubio light is crazy.
You know what it is. He was your Dark 30 himself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Blackout season coming soon. It's Malik the motherfucking God. Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Let's get that.
Trade deadline coming up Thursday. Who needs to be traded?
Julius Randle! Get him the fuck out of here! Right now! What are we talking about here?
Wow. Oh. Malik, you want to go?
I'm saying enough.
We outside. We outside, conversations at the shop.
What's good, people?
What the hell? What's good, dog?
What's going on, man?
What the hell, Corey, got going on over there?
My bad. I didn't realize my phone sound was on.
What were you listening to?
No, I was looking at a video. I watched a couple videos like a motherfucker.
What was the music in the background?
I don't know what the music was in the background. These AirPod Pros are soundproof like a motherfucker. That's why I didn't realize this shit was actually playing with sound on.
I got my head on my shoulders. They played it in Nike. I don't know who sings it, but
bro, this nigga know the song. Oh shit! Mm.
They play that hoe in Nike on a regular basis.
Whatever.
They do. What's good though? Episode 135. Conversations at the shop. We here. How y'all? How was y'all weekend, brothers?
I don't want to tell you because I feel like I'm letting my fan base down.
Why? What did you do this weekend? Did you do the same thing you did last weekend?
What I do last weekend?
Get drunk.
Yeah, part of it.
You know what? We'll talk off camera. I want to know.
Yankees Nation, I apologize. But Yankees Nation, I apologize. But, yeah. Fight me.
God damn. Aaron Judge got 10 home runs in 11 games, bro. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's wilding.
Mm-hmm. How much we got to pay this man?
A billy.
All of it. All of it.
Just take the whole. Just take all our money, nigga. Like, yo, you're not going nowhere, bro. I don't know what you thought, but you're not going nowhere, bro.
Literally,
like, he'd be the first one. I'd be like, yeah, give him 20 years. I'm good with that.
Give him 20 years, bro.
Give him 20 years. The roids last that long.
He's not on steroids, guys. Stop it.
I don't know that.
No, stop it. You and Loso, quit throwing that negative energy in the air.
Bro, stop. You haven't thought about it?
No.
You a damn liar. You a damn liar.
No, have not thought about it.
Then but if anyway. He's not, then if he's not, we need to get that nigga $1 billion.
they for sure gonna test his ass soon.
Mike Trout has the biggest contract. He got $426 million.
Mike Trout he might not play again though.
I'm just simply throwing out the biggest contracts right now, and that's far and away. Second is Mookie Betts at $365 million.
Well, he getting $500 million. We're gonna look out for you, Aaron. Don't worry about it. You made it. You've earned it.
We were saying 475, bro.
Mm-hmm. he running the numbers up. he running the numbers up. He had five.
I'm just going to give him five. Yeah.
Yep.
Five for how long?
8 years.
However fucking long he's gonna play. It don't matter.
It do matter because like, if we go on. 5 for 20, we go 5 for 20, we can spread it out.
No, we ain't going.
But if we go 5 for 8, we breaking
at least pocket. 10. You're doing at least 10.
It's at least 10 years, bro. He's not going to win the Yankee for life. At least I'm sorry. 10. the shit you did this year? Yeah, nigga, you a Yankee for life.
At least
50 a year? Jesus.
It's worth it.
Man has earned his money. Just make that very
worth, man he's worth it, man.
He won in arbitration, and now he going to win in free agency.
Back up the Brinks truck.
Back up three of them.
Gosh.
And then when we win the title.
Yeah.
There's no Nick, no nigga. There's no if. You see what's going on. There's no if. There's no if. Niggas ain't. We got three runs by the top of the second, nigga. Like let's not do that.
Okay.
When we win,
okay,
we might have to give them 550.
So after y'all lose, is it back down to 5?
It's back down to 200. What the fuck you talking about?
Oh, nigga, still getting that nigga getting post 75 if we lose. He getting a bag no matter what.
No matter what, he's getting paid. I don't even know why we're talking about this. They might as well just give him the money now.
They really should. It only you might as makes well. It
just,
worse.
Just get it over with. Just get it out, y'all. We paying you.
It only makes it. Football has shown you better just pay him when it's first time to, because you hold that shit off, and now here comes another new big contract. Here comes another new big contract, and then guess what? I'm at least as good as them, if not better. So he got this. You're giving me, period. It's just what it is.
As a Cowboys fan, yeah, that is accurate. You should know.
No, we don't pay no fucking body. That's half the problem.
You paid Dak?
Yeah, and it took us 3 years.
You still paid him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have got him for cheaper 3 years ago.
And then they use that as an excuse not to re-sign the good players that we have. Even though the Rams keep spending money on every good fucking free agent.
Y'all got to spend half y'all salary cap keeping the lights on.
Hell yeah. I've been in Jerry World. That shit wild.
I'm sure he got money. He
fine. Let's dive into our topics for today. First off, RIP Bill Russell, man. Great, great basketball player. Great activist for the black community, you know. It's 11 rings as a player, 2 gold medals,
in 13 seasons. 11 rings in 13 seasons.
That's a crazy ass ratio.
He only lost his second year and his last year.
And the last couple of those were player coach. He was a player coach too. He's the first black coach in any American professional sports. He was a player coach in a city that hated him, that he stopped fucking with. He literally didn't go back to Boston for like 30 years. Like, he legit, he didn't like any of it. Even when he got into, he thought the Hall of Fame was racist and full of shit. He didn't go to his Hall of Fame induction.
Right.
Like, that's the type of time Bill Russell was on at a time when that was ridiculously dangerous to do. Leading boycotts and walkouts of games and all that stuff. He probably could have stole off on hundreds of angry racist white people in Boston. Never did it. Man is a legend.
Most definitely, bro. Most definitely. They changed the rules because of this man. Widened the lane because of him to try to stop his dominance. Bro could have been a long jumper in the Olympics. Like, dude, was next to Wilt was the other freak athlete in the NBA. So, like, RIP, man. What was it, 88?
88.
Yeah, that's just wild, bro. That's. But moving on. All right, juicy topics. Hey, man. Which current NBA players would you like to see go one on one?
There is a clear, to me at least, a clear number one-on-one matchup that have to happen, main event of the card. It's got to be James Harden versus Kyrie Irving. I won't have it. It has to be Harden versus Kyrie. There is nothing else that will not only have skill level at the top degree and actual beef in history between the two. If we can get James versus Kyrie and Kyrie dogs him like they said he did in the practice and is shit talking him in the same, and that's on TV, no. Sign me up. I'll pay UFC pay-per-view prices to see that shit. That is easily number one. I will hear. I'm sure there's other great matchups. That's number one for me far and away.
So we just going to choose players on pettiness? Is that what we're doing? Because I got a matchup for
that.
That's
not pettiness. That's what you want to do. That's not pettiness. That's a story.
It's not a story. It's not a story. Well, you could have put Chris Paul in there. Chris Paul versus James Harden would have been in there too.
It ain't the same.
Yes, it is the same. Chris Paul literally told James Harden the same shit. You fat and out of shape, nigga.
Not as good.
What?
Not as good.
Because Kyrie called him a bum. It's the same thing.
No, because Kyrie at this point in his career is more skilled. And Kyrie at this point, we're talking about one-on-one. It's a combination. It's still a better matchup than Chris Paul versus James Harden.
No, it's not. It's not a better matchup. No, it's not. If James Harden is going to get washed by Kyrie, that's just what you want to see. That doesn't make it a better matchup.
There's nothing to do with him getting washed. I just think are they not two of the most skilled perimeter players in the history of this league? As far as scoring ability, shooting ability, the handle, they are two of the most skilled players that we see go one-on-one regularly in the history of the league.
I would rather see Steph versus Kyrie. If that's your argument, I would rather see Steph versus Kyrie.
That's what I'm saying is you have that. Yes, there are other matchups you could do with that level of skill, but they're not going to add the drama factor with it. It's that rivalry and that drama factor that takes it to another level. Yes, they're other skilled. If I'm going to do Steph, I'm probably doing Steph versus Chris Paul because they got history. And I want to see Chris Paul getting more and more frustrated. when Steph continues.
He's just on some petty shit with you. Like,
it's a story. It is skill and it's a story. Matchups matter. Chris would go 150% at Steph. We know he can't stand him. That's what I want to see. I don't want a friendly ass game of one on one. I want a competitive, angry ass game of one on one. That's the type of shit that's gonna give it.
Well, if we're going by your criteria,
I know it's about to be something fucked up. The suspense is killing me.
I want to see Udonis Haslem versus Serge Ibaka. If that's what we're doing, if that's what we're doing, I want to see Udonis Haslem versus Serge Ibaka. If that's what we're doing, if we just picking some shit to be petty to see who it's most likely gonna fight,
it's a combination. Both. Like it's skill.
Hey, I want to see it. I paid top dollar for that. Get the fuck.
I don't want to see that shit.
So then,
I paid dollar for that.
So then, if we're doing that, then let's add co-main event: Jokic versus Markieff Morris.
That shit would be a six-man tag team match.
Third fight on the card, Chris Paul versus Pat Bev, or Russ versus Pat Bev.
It's got to be Chris Paul. Russ is the old news. It got to be Chris Paul. There's the smoke Chris Paul caught up for his take by Pat Bev.
Right, he did kill CP badly on all right. No, that's fair.
First of all, we wasn't going on this for niggas to fight. I wanted to see.
I'm just going by Corey's criteria.
I didn't say a fight. I said this is drama. This is a story. I can promote that.
I can promote that.
You can promote Kyrie versus Harden on both levels.
Udonis Haslem versus.
No one is paying to watch Udonis Haslem play basketball.
Versus Serge Ibaka. Come on, stop. Niggas know what it is. Stop.
I'm not paying money to see that shit, bro.
I'm not paying money to see Jokic play basketball. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Jokic wouldn't be one of my one-on-ones in the first place.
No, I wouldn't do Jokic one-on-one.
He getting cooked one-on-one by anybody.
Duh. Why would I put him in a situation to get cooked?
Getting cooked by Bol Bol.
Because you know people would be like, oh, Jokic and Embiid would dog him. One-on-one. Not doing that.
I plead the fifth.
Of course you do. Jokic do look like he play prison basketball, though.
So, realistic one-on-one matchups I'd like to see. I got three.
We don't need all that. Just name one. We don't need three.
I'm giving you three. Shut up. I want to see.
This nigga the host, he got all the power. He could just.
Y'all could have gave me three too. Shit. It's all right. I know I had more than I had more than just the one. Like it's more than just one on one. Like I want to see Kyrie and Dane. That's my petty one.
Kyrie's winning that easy.
I know. I just want to shit on Dame.
Yeah, see, what the fuck didn't you just say, nigga?
Right. No, that's... I don't know what else. I think Kyrie wins, but I don't think he shits on.
Nah. Then I would like to see, going by y'all's criteria, which I had one picked out just for this, I want to see Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook go at it.
They don't have an issue with each other.
Nah, anymore. I don't. I think that's past.
I don't care. I want
to. I've been trying to think of a KD one.
And then for a real basketball shit, I'd like to see. Let's see KD and Kawhi go at it, or KD and Paul George.
I was thinking Kawhi, possibly for KD. I had that same thought.
Why don't you just put Brown versus KD?
Because I don't want to see it.
Why? The fuck are you talking about? Why?
Why? I feel like Bron will win.
Really? It's not. What? I don't. I was thinking that. I don't think that's
a clear dub for either one of them.
I got KD taking that.
I don't know. I can't pick.
I got KD taking that. Bron 11-8.
I was also trying to think. I mean, I think, especially at this point, but I still kind of want to see it will be Giannis and AD, but I think Giannis wins that.
You know Giannis wins that. Everybody taking AD lunch money.
Yeah. And I'm trying to I'm trying to think of a good one just because he's my favorite young player now. I'm trying to get one for Anthony Edwards, and I can't. Like, my first thought was Anthony and Luka.
You want Luka to die?
I don't know who else I'd put with Ant.
I'd probably go. Oh. Ja too small.
Ant and Tatum.
Tatum scared to shoot.
And go treat Tatum like he did old boy in fucking Hustle.
I don't see Jason Tatum one on one with anybody right now.
I go JT.
You know what? If I was to see JT in a one on one, it would be against Jaylen Brown.
Oh,
that would be great.
It would be against Jaylen Brown. Like, I dead ass. Like, I'm not trying to start no shit, but if I had to choose, it would be JT and Jaylen Brown all day.
I can see that. I'd like to see that.
How about Trae Young versus every New York Knicks guard in a handicap match in Madison Square Garden?
Well, we beating the shit out of Trae.
We? Hold on. What do you mean we?
First of all.
Back to back. Trae Young gauntlet match against all New York guards. At MSG.
He not leaving MSG. That's all I'm going to say. Do not leave MSG.
Not Trae, leaving man. MSG.
No. Especially if he smoke everybody. Nah, then you got to get it.
That's what. No. Just one. Next one. Quickly. Got it. D-Rose. Sorry, you too old now. I just want to go down.
I don't know about that D-Rose shit now.
He's taking D-Rose.
He's taking
not D-Rose. Prime D-Rose. Prime D-Rose cooks him, but this D-Rose, he's taking D-Rose.
No, no. Trae can't play defense worth a shit, so I don't know.
Y'all better get the ball first, because if Trae gets the ball first, it's a wrap.
No, it's not. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah, one good series, nigga. Don't do that.
Trae versus Jalen Brunson.
Who?
He's cooking Brunson. What?
Who? Trae versus who?
Yeah, I'm point guard.
Jalen Brunson. 11-2.
11-2?
11-2 at best. Trae is cooking Jalen Brunson.
I don't even know who that is.
Don't do that, Malik, bro.
What you mean don't do that? What the fuck are you talking about?
That's fucked up. You a Knicks fan on Mondays. I'm a Brooklyn fan on Tuesdays. You know
who How you know that? Is. How do you know that? You don't know my schedule, nigga. Don't do that. Don't. Draw. Don't
you
start.
You just say See, you have just... a schedule for your fandom?
No. I just told him you don't know my schedule. He's like naming out my schedule who when I root for. Like, nigga, you don't know my schedule. Don't do that.
When are you a Knicks fan?
Why does it matter? Why are we talking about this? Did we just want to know? Is the Knicks a topic? No, it's not. Don't have me start. Don't have me start, my nigga, because you know I'm drunk. Don't have me start. We're not talking about the Knicks today. Sorry.
My bad, dog. I was just asking a question.
Yeah, you're bad.
Is it Tuesday through Thursday you a Knicks fan? On the weekends you a motherfucking Brooklyn fan? I just ask, bro. Just ask, bro.
When are you ever a Memphis fan?
Never.
Yeah. Okay. Keep talking.
When have I ever stated I was a Memphis fan?
No. When do you root for Memphis ever? Like,
as long as they ain't playing the Nuggets, shit, it is what it is.
So what was your third 1v1?
I gave you three.
You did.
All right, my next three. My real matchup would be Steph Curry versus Marcus Smart, because I just want to see that shit again. Just want to see it again. I want to see that defensive player of the year shit. I want to see it again. Obviously, the finals was a fluke. He don't want to get traded. He feel like he contributed to the Celtics' success last year. Cool. You got them to the finals as a point guard. Yeah, they were on your back. So, cool. I want to see you against Steph Curry one-on-one. All threes.
All threes. Yeah, it is.
Oh, how about this? Popped in my head just now. Ant versus Book.
Book.
That's cooked. Actually a good – no, Book is not getting cooked.
Book getting cooked. He don't play no defense, bro.
Book's not getting cooked, small. But that's a good one.
That's a good
one. Book. No, he's not getting cooked.
He's not getting cooked, man. We're not doing that, bro. We're not doing that.
All right. 11-5 Ant. Nah. 11-5 Ant.
I don't even like Book like that, but I ain't doing that.
I know, right? Like, the disrespect for Book is crazy. Like, Book is one of the best offensive players in the league. We not doing that, Gerard.
Except when Luka is smiling at him.
11-5
Let me ask you a quick question. Who did the Timberwolves get eliminated in the playoffs by?
Memphis. You know this.
What up, Fred?
So that nigga got cooked by Desmond Bane, but you...
He didn't get cooked by Desmond Bane, fool. We all know what happened to them niggas, bro.
What happened?
We got Cat on the team up by four, and you want to shoot a three from 40 feet like he just motherfucking Steph Curry or somebody. We know what happened to that. Coaching. They should have beat Memphis. Goddamn coaching was their problem. They was up 26 three times in that series. Ain't no way you supposed to lose. Not one of them games.
It's what it is.
But when I picked the Timberwolves, I was crazy. You see how you niggas act on this show? Do you see how you niggas act for real? Y'all rolled your eyes at me. Then there's, oh, Memphis. Oh, no, the Timberwolves should have won that series. You see how you niggas treat me up here?
Guess what? Did they win the series, though?
Nah, nigga, what did you say? You laughed at me when I picked it. You didn't give me no credit. And now you give him credit because it's the Timberwolves should have won that series. You weren't saying that shit before the fucking series started. So where you come to that conclusion now?
During the series, we said it. They should have won that game. They should have beat them folks in five. We know it. Everybody's seen it. But guess what they did? They choked it away. Got their shit gritted up off the floor in six.
Then don't make that point now. That's all I'm saying. Just don't say that shit now.
I can, because you know why? Because it was still stupid on your part. You know why it was stupid?
Nigga, Minnesota. What the fuck you just said? It's not stupid.
Because it's Minnesota.
So the fuck what? You saw them win the championship in the play-in?
That's why they was going to lose the series. Nah, nigga, right there. Right there.
Don't do that, man. You saw the nigga succeed, bro.
I seen it.
That was okay, trash. Man. Let the niggas live, bro. Goddamn. Man.
In six, off the floor, on the sign.
You see what's next?
Hey guys, bench one? Who is coming off the bench out of these six players?
Kevin Durant.
I ain't even gave the six yet, bro. Kevin Durant, MJ, Kobe, Tim Duncan, Shaq, LeBron. Who is coming off the bench?
Corey's your goal. I already went.
I will say this. For me, it's dependent on what era are we playing. Are we just judging it off of, like, overall legacy accomplishment?
Street basketball.
Oh, then if we're playing street ball, then Duncan's out. If we're playing street ball, there's no way in hell I'm not having KD on the court for street. That's not even a question.
All right, well, NBA rules, then let's not do the error shit, because the error's not, that's too complicated.
Like, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is my main concern is I don't know if I want to play Shaq and Duncan together. That's where my concern is. So if I don't, that is where, like, if I'm going off legacy and just kind of what they've done, yeah, KD's out. Like, not even a question, respectfully, but KD's gone. But if I'm trying to, like, really build a team, I'm concerned about KD and about Duncan and Shaq playing together and basically having no floor spacing whatsoever.
Okay, so now I get the error question.
Now, exactly. Because if this is the 90s, yeah, we don't need KD. Shaq and Duncan inside are dominating everything. It's not even close.
Duncan can kind of shoot the two a little bit. He can shoot
it a little bit, but you don't want to keep him out there regularly. You want him to have his post touches too. Like, so if we're going that route, then I'm letting Duncan go. I'm keeping KD, basically playing KD at the four. And as me and Gerard were talking about before we got on the air, if you have Shaq on the block and KD's in that opposite corner, it's Chico. It's not fair.
So then why don't you just bench Duncan?
That's what I'm saying.
That's your choice, is you benching Tim.
I am going to bench Duncan while fully acknowledging on the all-time rankings, KD is below all the five. but I will go. It is. I'll benching Duncan for the sake of making a cohesive team. I need a floor spacer out there.
Nigga KD on a bench. Sorry, you can come off this. You can come off the bench and be the spark plug and do it with everybody else on there. Hell, Duncan don't even need to touch the ball. You don't need Duncan offensively. Period. What's the selection again? You got Jordan, Kobe,
Bron, KD, Bron, Shaq, and Tim Duncan.
Why the fuck does Tim don't need to do a goddamn thing but help on defense? Kobe and Jordan going to score your points for you. LeBron going to be the point.
Right.
Shaq going to get the rebound and dunk on everybody. Because you know there's going to be a lot of bricks if LBJ is shooting.
Bron not shooting. Bron making back cuts while Shaq.
What do you need Tim for? What do you need KD for?
KD is the piece in the corner that's wide open, no matter what.
If you put you can't leave Duncan out there in the fucking corner and expect the team to really play.
He won't need to touch the ball.
But you're limiting your offense now.
No, there's no you. I have Kobe and Jordan up there. Don't tell me that I'm limiting my offense.
I get that.
Don't tell me I'm limiting my offense.
I understand. Maybe the wrong word in limiting your offense, but basically, if you're putting Duncan out there in kind of that spot, it still does give a team a better opportunity to double and help out on those other players. Whereas if KD is in that corner,
I'm playing the 3-2 high low, I'll be just fine.
You got it. Gerard, what you got?
I'm right. Nigga, if I play a 3-2 high low, I'm straight. I don't need Duncan in the corner nowhere. But go ahead. I've seen Tim hit a few threes, by the way, but go ahead.
I don't care about that. But I'm knocking, sitting Tim down. Tim got to go. Come off the bench. Run the second unit, bro. Get your paint touches. Sub in for Shaq. I don't care. But one of them I have to sit down, and I'm going to pick Tim Duncan. I got KD in the corner, Jordan, Kobe on the wing, Brian won the point. Yeah, that's sick.
And KD go ask for a trade by the second quarter, but all right.
Oh, my gosh. Why would he ask for a trade, Malik? Why? Why?
You ask me. You tell me. It's just another super team that he's on. So you tell me, why would KD ask for a trade? I don't fucking know. You think that would make him happy? If he had Kobe and MJ in one team, you think he's staying? I don't.
Hey, let that hurt go, bro.
He want to be the bus driver, non-bus driver, right? Right?
Let the hurt go, bro.
Nah, bro.
Let the hurt go, bro. He's still a Brooklyn Net fool.
And he will remain a Brooklyn Net.
He's still get a Brooklyn clear. Net
Let's fool. Get that straight. He will remain a Brooklyn Net.
He's still a Brooklyn Net fool. You got it, bro. You got it. It's your turn to host, my boy.
Why would it be? I don't want to host. The shit you said.
Oh, my God. Why would I want to host? Oh, my gosh. This is what you complained about all day, and now you don't want to host. I tried to give it.
I didn't complain. First of all,
I tried. I tried to give it.
First of all,
I tried to give it to you.
I didn't. Don't do that.
I tried to give it to you.
I didn't complain all day. We not doing that.
Host the show. Host the show.
I don't know what the topic is. Why would I? How can I host the show? I'd fail. You want to see me fail on live television? You want me to see me fail?
That's why we're here.
To see me fail.
No, to help you out. You won't fail as long as we here. It's like you up here by your damn self.
Some days I feel like I am.
There's something wrong with you, brother.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. What's y'all top 10 wide receivers in the league right now? And I need two honorable mentions.
Said that with such disdain.
Right. So angry.
I didn't want to be the host. You Jesus did this.
Christ.
You Jesus did this.
Jesus. All right. Corey, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You got it.
All right. Check this out. My top receivers go as such. I'm going Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Ja'Marr Chase, DeAndre Hopkins, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, AJ Brown, Stephon Diggs, DK, Keenan Allen. My two honorable mentions would go to Deebo Samuel and Terry McLaurin.
Oh. Interesting.
They will be my list.
Run down your list again, but just do it fast. Like, no pauses. Just run down your list one more time for me.
I gotta remember the order again because I ain't write it down.
Nigga. Never mind.
I didn't write it down. I just
never mind.
Oh shit.
See, this is why I fail as a host. It's because why
I didn't write it down. I didn't know you was coming with that question.
Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to do as the host, my nigga. Like,
I didn't know you was coming with that question. But I know this. AJ Brown not in nobody's top 10 list is ridiculous.
Why would it be?
Three seasons in a row?
According to the message that you sent me.
He an honorable mention.
It says the honorable mentions were.
That's on that list. On the ESPN list is what he's going off of.
Oh, okay. That wasn't
the ESPN. Opinion. No,
I wasn't hurt, Gerard. I wasn't hurt. You sure I wasn't hurt?
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't hurt.
Oh, all right. Oh,
yeah. All right, Corey. Okay, okay. Corey, it's your turn.
This I've is got. I'm
it's because I'm petty.
All right. I've got Devontae 1. I've got Cooper Kupp 2. I got Justin Jefferson 3. I have Chase 4. Who am I forgetting? I got Diggs 5. Tyreek 6. Debo 7. I said Reek, right? Debo 7. Oh, Mike Evans. I got Mike Evans. Got to be on my list. Mike Evans 8. I got AJ Brown 9. And I have Hopkins at 10. No, I got Keenan Allen at 10. I got Keenan above him right now. I think he's been more consistent the last couple of years. I think the last couple of years Hopkins struggled with injury. Numbers been down. 2 years ago, Hopkins would be top 3. But coming into this season, he's not coming in off of his best. So he would be my first honorable mention.
Mike Evans has been struggling with injury too.
Mike Evans still been putting up. To me, Mike Evans still been putting up great numbers and balled out on the team and went to the Super Bowl.
They still got Chris Godwin on the other side, and they had Gronk and everything like that.
I'm still taking Evans.
Okay.
I get the argument.
I just had to make the argument. That's all.
I absolutely respect the argument. I just think Well, Mike Evans is going it. He's just as long as Mike Evans ain't playing Marshawn Lattimore, he's okay. anywhere else, we good. I'll put Hopkins as my first honorable mention. I got CeeDee Lamb as my second honorable mention.
Of course.
CD balls out. I don't really care.
All right. So, Corey, when Gerard, I'm not giving y'all my list. I'm just going to tell y'all. So, I noticed, Corey, when Gerard made his list, I saw you make a face and say, that's interesting. What was interesting about Gerard's list?
I don't remember when. I know I made it, but I don't remember which point I actually made it to. I'd have to go through Gerard's order again. I think it was moving Diggs down as well. I think he had someone above Diggs. That threw me off. I think you had Diggs at like 7 or 8, and that kind of threw me off because Diggs has been ridiculously good for a long fucking time now.
But it's hard moving. So the wide receivers.
I think is you had Hopkins high. I think you had Hopkins at like 5.
Yeah, because I mean, before I just the reason why I put Hopkins top 5 is because he rarely drops passes, bro. Like, that's ridiculous, bro. Like, for real. Like, the year, what he did? He went 2 years and he only dropped, like, one pass? Like, 2 seasons or some shit like that?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, bro.
What?
Damn it, Gino. But yeah, I still take Hopkins top 5 because one, when Hopkins went down, Kyler started struggling, Arizona started struggling. And we finna see how we be without our number one wide receiver.
Who's we?
The Titans.
Your number one and?
We never had an and.
No, you niggas had a number two.
Please enlighten me. Who is this number two guy you speak of?
I mean, you niggas signed him. I don't give a fuck that he got hurt. You niggas signed him. He was supposed to be your number two receiver, right?
Boy, hamstring was made out of linguine, bro. I'm good.
What could have been, Jerron?
You know what? I'm In light of some recent things that I've just been kind of looking up, I'm going to revise my list. I'm taking AJ Brown off the list. I'm putting Hop back on.
What?
What? What did you find out?
AJ,
you didn't have Hop on the list, and I saw AJ Brown. I had an issue with it too. I'm not even.
And now I'm kind of like, you know what? Hopkins was really bad. Like Hopkins, I mean, he was hurt pretty much the entire season last season. He had a down year. I forgot that AJ kind of had a down year too last year.
I mean, he had Ryan Tannehill throwing him the rock, so
understandably, but he didn't even reach 1,000 yards either last year. And if neither one of y'all, if both of y'all had down years and didn't reach 1,000 yards, then I'm going based off of what the last couple years we've seen. AJ Brown has two good years at just over 1,000 yards. Hopkins is getting 1,400 yards in them last few years. I respectfully revise my list, and I'll go with Hopkins. His only problem now is that he's suspended for the first few games of this year. That's what fucks him up. But,
I mean,
you know.
The Titans had Corey Davis. He was their number one option, and the closest he got to 1,000 yards was 2020. So I can't necessarily hold that. And that was their only option, so I don't really –
No, 2020 they had AJ, and AJ hit 1,075.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you had a down year. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. To me, is just he. I'll take if you're both coming off down years.
Damn. So wait. So Corey Davis had 984, and AJ had
1,075.
Can we really shit on Ryan Tannehill on this show?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you cannot. You know why? Only I can. You guys can't.
What?
Why would you say something stupid like that to make me shit on him? Gerard, what's the number one reason the Titans were bounced in their first playoff game this year?
Ryan Tannehill. But okay. You can't shit on Ryan Tannehill.
I sure the fuck can. Watch me.
Because the years I was big in Ryan up. Both of you guys.
I don't remember you ever bigging Ryan Tannehill up. Let's cut that back to an episode.
We can go back to the episode where I said he was top three in the league, and y'all looked at me like I was.
You said what?
When was this?
You said he was top three. Oh, I'm definitely pulling that episode.
I'm gonna go find it. Please. I said it.
Why would you ever say he's top three?
Because his stats said he was top three. Yes, he did.
Top three as far as what? Touchdown to interception ratio? Is that what you're bringing up?
No, he was top three stats wise. Like,
of what?
Quarterbacks.
I'm talking. So, obviously, what you thinking? Was, like 2020? So, not this past year, the year before that?
No, not this. It had to be
2020. The year had to be
2020. That's what I assume you're going with, right? It has to be 2020.
Gotta be.
Because he threw
2020 or 2021?
2020 was his better year, statistically.
That might be it.
Okay.
The year he got paid.
Okay. So 2020, he threw for 3,819 yards. That was 15th in the league. He threw for 33 touchdowns. That was 8th in the league. QB rating was good. 5th. QBR 4th. So even in those, and the QBR he was 4th, so it's still not top three. But yards wise, he was 15th. He only threw 7 interceptions. So he was actually not bad on that one.
Yeah, I said he was top three. I didn't go by. I said he was top three.
It's your Titans lover, sorry.
I mean, he was, bro.
He wasn't fucking top three. He was not top. Come on, man. He wasn't top three. Stop that bullshit, dude.
Oh, it is what it is, guys. It is what it is. I will go. We will find this episode sometime this week, and I will cut the clip personally.
I don't want to see it now.
I will cut the clip personally.
You have one Titan that is worth, like, bigging up on a regular basis.
We finna talk about him. I would have had two, but we traded one of them away. Are you okay up there?
Is, I don't know a lot about football, but I know that nigga won top three in 2020.
Ever.
That's the shit ever. That's got me bugging. It's like, yo, like, I'm purposely not doing this shit because I'm not, like, really in football like that. Like, but even you saying that shit, I mean, ESPN got him eighth.
What, like fantasy?
No, on the power rankings list, it's the ranking of the quarterbacks for the 2020 season. ESPN has him eighth.
Do we really need to listen to ESPN lists?
When it comes to this topic, yeah, we do. Yeah,
I use it as something to go off of. You can use it as something to go off of. Give right. you a little, you know, a base.
Eighth is fucking accurate, though.
I'm not sure eighth is accurate.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Ryan Tannehill. I mean, Justin Herbert. You could put Justin Herbert over him.
I'm putting Herbert above him. Joe Burrow wasn't mentioned, was he? I'm putting Burrow above him. Dak wasn't mentioned. I'm taking Dak above
Joe
him.
Joe Burrow played 2020?
Oh, we're talking about 2020.
Yeah, that's the season.
Oh,
we're
about. Okay. Yeah. Then maybe, yeah, sure. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I could see him being 12th because there's a big drop off after. I put him 9th because I would put Justin Herbert's rookie season over his. But Kyler Murray, I wouldn't put him over him. Baker Mayfield, I wouldn't put over him that year. Derek Carr, not that year. Stafford, not that year. Matt Ryan, not that year.
Fair enough.
And Kirk Cousins is 15th. How about I switch Ryan Tannehill and Kirk Cousins? How about that? So now Ryan Tannehill is now 15th.
Trash.
Basically one
in
the same.
One in the same?
Kirk Cousins is definitely better than Ryan Tannehill.
You're not wrong. We already had this discussion when we did the quarterbacks list a couple weeks ago.
That was going into this season.
Yeah, I know.
2020 is a whole different year.
Wasn't top three then either.
He was. I don't care what you bums say.
You sound stupid. You sound dumb. Because that was before. That was when, and that was when Deshaun Watson was still playing. So what are we
talking
about?
They went 4-12.
Okay, so? And that man threw about 5,000 passing yards. They went 4-12. That man threw for he had the exact same touchdown to interception ratio as Tannehill did, with 1,000 more yards
and a better 500 completion rushing yards.
And a better completion percentage. We're not stopping. Deshaun Watson, partially the Browns are idiots too, but Deshaun Watson's so fucking good that they paid him all guaranteed money, knowing he wasn't gonna play for part of this season. This is not a discussion.
Niggas went 4-12.
I don't give a fuck. Even
I want to hear that shit.
Niggas okay, so then you 12. Still got Rodgers, Mahomes, and Brady. So what are we talking about?
Niggas went 4-12.
Yo, you know some shit. Yo,
I want to hear that fucking shit.
I just want to tell all the listeners of the show, you know some shit is preposterous when Corey says fuck in that type of manner. You know some shit. It's like, all right, nigga, that was too far. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Corey on that one. I'm sorry, man.
Niggas went 4-12. Talking about something.
I don't care.
Shut that shit up.
Don't defense care. Was wild trash.
Well, niggas was ass.
Whatever. All right. So, are y'all done with that topic? Y'all got y'all shit off?
Yes.
I got my shit off.
All right. Well, now I need your top 10 running backs of the league. Don't expect me to participate in this one at all.
Corey, you go first this time.
I'll go first on this one. That's fine. Derrick Henry's one. We know that. It's not even a question. Any questions that is insane out of their mind. Jonathan Taylor is number two. I've got...
What the hell?
What?
Frosty Blade! Frosty Blade!
ESPN has Jonathan Taylor number one.
Oh wow, they're insane. Yeah. Maybe they're thinking if Derrick Henry's
this coming is ESPN. Injury, they're unsure. I don't shit on them if it's not ESPN draw. Okay.
I'm doing this is their list. Execs, coaches, players make their picks for the best ones going into 2022. They have Henry one, Jonathan Taylor two. I agree with that. I've got Dalvin Cook three. I'll be going back and forth between Cook and Chubb, three and four. I'm not mad at either order, but I'll edge Cook, Chubb four, Kamara five.
Damn, what list did you send me, nigga?
I'll got
ESPN's non-PP.
Oh, you doing the off the fantasy? I'm not going off the, but either way, whatever.
This is a fantasy list?
I've got he had too good of a year, even though I don't really care for him. I'll keep mix. I got Mixon at six. He earned that. He had a good year last year. It gets a little tough after that.
I'm not putting Leonard Fournette on this list after he.
I'm not putting Leonard Fournette on this list.
Nigga's like 280 in camp right now. I'm not putting him on this list.
I'll put McCaffrey at seven. I know he was hurt, but he actually was still good when he was on the field last year. So I got McCaffrey at seven. I've got Aaron Jones at eight. I've got Austin Eckler at nine and Najee Harris at ten. Yeah. Miles Sanders could make the list if the Eagles would give him the damn ball, but they don't. So I can't.
All right, since we don't remember the list and we're doing them off top, Gerard, do you have any issues with Corey's list and why?
Christian McCaffrey, it will be a problem on my list no matter what.
Why?
You got him at seven. At best, I put him at 10 because he can't stay healthy.
But if he is healthy, does he deserve to be at the spot that Corey put him at?
Seven, no, it's too low.
Okay, so if he's healthy, where would you have him?
Three. If he's healthy, he's top three. If he's healthy, he's top three for sure. He's not. It's been two straight years. It's two straight years of injury. I'll give him that. But when I was looking at, because I remember, I think in the group people were talking about it. It's like I'm looking at the numbers. He balled when he was on the field. Like last year, like the reason I can't put Saquon on this list is because Saquon was on when he was on the field last year. He ain't look like Saquon. He looked off and his numbers reflected that. McCaffrey still looked like McCaffrey when he was on the field. That's why I feel okay putting him on this list as opposed to Saquon.
Other than that, I don't see nothing wrong. You had Nick Chubb at what? Four?
I have Chubb at, yeah. Chubb and Cook are interchangeable. Probably throw Kamara in there too. You can probably kind of mix those three around whatever order. Yeah. I like Cook. I mean, Cook get hurt every year, but fuck when Cook goes off. when Cook is healthy, that motherfucker be unstoppable. So that's why I lean Cook.
All right, Gerard, what's your list?
Derrick Henry, number one and two. There's nobody close to Derrick Henry. He's one and two.
You can't do that. Like, he's just
be for real now.
He's one.
I just want to throw that out there. It's one.
It's not like we don't disagree.
Right. We know he's gap. Number one. No one is questioning.
It's a big gap. We get it.
It's a big ass gap.
Come on.
By himself. Okay. So Derrick Henry one, of course. I got to go with the indie guy. At two, I won't say
his name.
Fuck him, because he's
the nigga rushed for 1,800 yards last year. Like, you can say his name.
Yo, can you be objective in one sport, nigga? Please, no, like just no. Fucking he's in one my sport.
Is in my division. He deserves this smoke he gets.
He rushed for. Obviously, this wouldn't have happened had Henry stayed healthy, but he didn't. So Jonathan Taylor rushed for 600 more yards than anybody else in the NFL. You can say his name.
This shit is wild unnecessary. Nigga, the Colts haven't done anything like within the last few years. Let me make sure I preface that. But like,
they still division rivals. I'm sorry.
Yo, come on, man. Right?
I can't be petty to my division rivals.
No, nigga, not when you doing the top 10 list. You just got to say the nigga name if he had number two.
Man, fuck dude.
Yo, come on, man.
Jonathan Taylor, are you happy, sir? Jonathan Taylor, me too.
It's not difficult.
Trash.
Make my job harder. Do your job. You know do my job. Now, do your job.
Now you know how I feel.
I don't do. First of all, nigga, I name names. I don't do shit like that. Like, don't put that on me. You the host doing that bullshit. How does that make you look? Like, don't play with me up here. Like, don't do that. You the host doing that bullshit. Like, don't come at me that way, nigga. Like, I'll make your job harder. Get the fuck out of here.
You it's make my job extremely hard.
Sometimes.
Continue on with the list.
And the other one, he ain't here.
Continue
when
on
you
with
two
the
get
list.
Together, though, this. Tell me, y'all.
Marcus start half that shit. It's not me. This is not me, bro. I just be up here chilling until one of y'all say something. Like, y'all do every episode. Every episode I catch a slug just to see me get pissed off. Let's keep it a full buck. Like, I catch a slug, I'll be chilling. And then I'll catch a slug because niggas want to see me go the fuck off on it. Come on, let's stop, man. I know how you niggas work by now. But anyway, continue with your list. You have Derrick Henry 1, Jonathan Taylor at number 2. What's the rest of your list?
Nick Chubb at 3. Alvin Kamara at 4. Dalvin Cook at 5. Mixon at 6. Javonte Williams, I'm going to go 7. I like what he did last year in Denver.
I need to see more from him before I give him that.
Why I say 7? Javonte at 7?
Yeah, you said Javonte at 7.
Let's go Aaron Jones at 8. Najee Harris at 9. Christian McCaffrey at 10. Because he can't stay.
I mean, you got right. Kamara could hurt Demir every year, too.
All right. So, why
I go black before I go white.
Corey, now that we heard his list, I'm still fresh.
I'm leaving that alone. You can have
what issues do you have with Gerard's list? Other than his previous statement that we're not in the top.
I will simply ask why you have Javonte Williams ahead of Najee Harris.
Because it's fuck Pittsburgh.
Can we just have a list, my nigga? Like, the petty shit. Can we just have a list? Like, that's... Can we just have a list? Corey doesn't have smoke with anybody on this list. He might, but he's just being objective. Have an objective list from you, Gerard?
I mentioned Miles Sanders and didn't mention my own running back.
Because your running back sucks. I mean, let's be honest, bro. What did he do last year?
Numbers-wise, not that bad. If I'm being honest, number-wise, not that bad. He was actually 17 yards. He hit 1,002. There was only seven running backs that hit 1,000. Derek was just under. I'm simply saying there's only seven running backs that made 1,000 yards, and Ezekiel Elliott was one of them. There's only 8. I'm simply stating the facts right now. Okay, there's only 8 running backs that had 10 touchdowns. Ezekiel Elliott was one of them. I could have mentioned him. I just think he looked like shit, and I think Tony Pollard's looked better than him for the last 2 years, so I'm not going to put him on the list. But I could easily, if I wanted to sit up here and make an argument, especially based on the numbers, I could have easily done that.
Mm-hmm. Garbage. It's all good.
We got any more topics, man?
Yeah, we got a narrative of the week from our guy. Let me upload it real quick.
While we're waiting on that, Malik, you feeling the type of way about a Deshaun Watson 6-game suspension coming down?
I
We all said that he's not getting another season. We all said that he's, it sounded like it was going to be anywhere from 6 to 8 games. They gave him 6. I mean, what can you do? Apparently, the NFL couldn't have any evidence. They couldn't set a precedent or suspend him for a whole season with a non-guilty charge or charges being dropped. That would have put the NFL in a bad precedent if they were to suspend him for another year or more than that. You can kind of suspend him of detrimental to the league for the image of the situation.
And that's, they did that to the maximum of it. That is the personal conduct policy. Yep. It says 6 games. Yep. That's what it was.
Exactly. You can do that. But as far as you suspended him past there just for public opinion, that's a different story. The NFL can't do that because then the NFL will open up a book of
worms.
A book of worms and some lot of shit that you niggas didn't do with a lot of worse shit. So
yeah, like the kicker in New York that beat on his wife and the suspension came about that.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't really, it would have looked bad. So they just kept it how they got it in the CBA. Cool, I'm all right with that. But plus Deshaun has already not played a year. So let's not forget that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't forget that he was kind of already suspended for a year. So, 6 games, all right, cool, whatever.
I do.
Don't mean that he's not disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't mean he's not disgusting. But as far as how the NBA has their CBA set up, all right, 6 games, cool. At least
I believe the arbitrator said it was like a pattern of egregious acts or something of that, and it was how they worded it. Which I do like the fact that I think it was just brought into their most recent CBA because it used to just be here's the evidence and Goodell makes a ruling, and now they actually go to a neutral arbitrator to make that decision, and that's what this arbitrator ruled. I do like that. It was basically like a trial, literally. It's NFL versus NFLPA. Here's what y'all do. And NFLPA basically was like, yeah, y'all didn't go crazy on these other people for this kind of similar shit. What'd y'all do to Robert Kraft? Not shit. And there's other owners who've had issues. And if I'm not mistaken, 6 games was what, like, some of the others who got, like, I know Ben, when he had his shit, got 6 games back in the day. So it is in line with what they've done in previous years.
Nigga went in the bathroom. You know what? Never mind.
Can we not? I don't want to talk about that right now. He's retired. We don't have to talk about him anymore.
I'm not going to go there. Not okay. Narrative of the week.
By the way, where the fuck was the league? Where the fuck was the league with Aaron Hernandez? By the way,
you know what? Here we go.
Your convos at the shop. Shout out Malik, Corey, Marcus, and Jared. Narrative of the week. With the narrative God, myself, got one for you. I got an old one for you. Melo got robbed in 04. Now, without context, that sounds crazy. Let me give y'all some context. 04 Rookie of the Year race. LeBron beats Melo for the Rookie of the Year trophy. We know how that story turned out. Melo got robbed being as Melo should have won that trophy. First of all, he led his team to the playoffs. Denver Nuggets won 17 games the year before. I believe the Cavs missed the playoffs the year LeBron won Rookie of the Year. Also, Melo, numbers-wise, I think he was right there with LeBron. They were neck and neck with the numbers. And he also won Rookie of the Month more than LeBron that year. But that playoff, that playoff berth should have meant for something. Shout out Get Your Bars Off Pod, the bro Ari, Joe, Gino, Sue. Catch that SummerSlam recap as well. We gonna touch on all that. Pause. Narrative God out.
Okay, your responses, please.
That was light for him. That was light for him. I think there's long been the argument that Melo should have won Rookie of the Year.
I've been said Miller should. I've been like, thought like I told him that. Yeah, that's fact. Like
that. I don't. That's like
Miller should have been rookie of the year that year.
Yeah, I don't think that's coming from Loso. That's light.
That is very light.
It's very light. I will say one thing because I had to look it up. They both won rookie of the month both won rookie of the month every month, so they had the exact same. So that part is a little off on that, but yeah. Denver went to the playoffs. Cleveland still missed. Their numbers were similar. Browns might have been slightly better in some of the other stuff that he usually is higher than. But they were close enough. And yeah, like they were close enough in numbers, and Melo's team went to the playoffs after winning 17 games the year before that. Yeah. Obviously people are going to root for LeBron and believe LeBron did it, but there's been plenty of arguments for basically the entire time now, going on 20 years, that Melo should have won Rookie of the Year that year. So I don't think that was anything major.
I blame David Stern.
They could at least been cold Rookie of the Year.
I wouldn't have been mad at that.
I would have. Nah, that shit was Melo's, bro. I'm sorry. Gerard, do you agree?
Of course I agree it was Melo's award.
Nigga, like, it was clear, though. That's the shit to me. Clear. Like, it was clear to me. Like, it wasn't close. Like, I was like, yeah, Melo should definitely win that shit. And then when I saw LeBron win it, I was like.
That was definitely. If LeBron don't win, I think LeBron's career might start a little bit rockier if he doesn't win Rookie of the Year.
I think LeBron would have been fine without Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I don't think that was like
what he would have been. Is he the youngest Rookie of the Year?
I don't know.
I wouldn't say that he was because players were coming out of high school a long time. I can't say that he was. I can't say that he's not. Kevin Garnett, Kevin Garnett, or nobody won Rookie of the Year. They were 18 when they got in, so I don't see.
It's not Luka. I mean, not Luka. LaMelo Ball.
LaMelo's the youngest rookie.
The youngest.
Okay.
Yeah, Bron's been beaten. Durant when he won it, Irving when he won it, Wiggins, Luka, and LaMelo Ball all younger.
Damn.
So at the time, LeBron was the youngest. Yes, at the time, LeBron was the youngest, but it has since been passed.
Adding to the story of LeBron, the hype behind the king.
Well, that hype would have still been there if Melo would have got Rookie of the Year. If anything, it probably would have tightened up that rivalry for the next few years. Because it was like LeBron run that Rookie of the Year, and then I don't want to say they forgot about Melo after that.
No, because Melo cooked them every time they played. Like, let's not forget.
No, trust me, nigga. I know. I was a huge Carmelo fan.
Because neither of them, like, after that, neither of them did, like, the major accomplishments until Bron made the finals in 07.
Yeah.
So from that, for those next couple of years, they pray basically probably would have kind of been in the same one. Then LeBron would have jumped in when he made the finals.
Because when LeBron won that Rookie of the Year, it was just like, all right, he solidified better than Melo. Right. Like, the conversation was over after he won that Rookie of the Year.
Right.
If Melo would have won that Rookie of the Year on the other side, that conversation would have still been talked about for the next couple of years until LeBron took that mega step that Melo never did.
Right.
That's the difference.
I get that.
But as far as everything else that LeBron has accomplished, I don't think it would have made it rockier for him. I think it would have just made that little rivalry right there a little bit better for the next couple of years. Everything else LeBron was going to get.
This trajectory does not change.
I don't think his trajectory changes. I just think the media behind it changes. I think people try to shit on him a little bit more than they do now.
I don't know about that, man. LeBron was the chosen one, man. You could lose a rookie of the year and still be the chosen one, dude.
Like, I don't think Bron winning rookie of the year was like,
yeah, he's going to be, we know for sure he's going to be great. He has that exact same year, and but Melo wins it. I don't think people are then changing their minds on Bron, going, eh, I don't know. I'm unsure if he's really going to be that good. He still had a ridiculously good rookie year, whether he won that award or not.
I still did. I get what y'all saying, but I think Melo should have won.
Oh, for sure.
And
I don't think there's a lot of people that disagree that Melo should have won Rookie of the Year that year.
And he got snubbed in a couple of All-Star games, too.
You could probably blame George Karl for that.
No, really. I mean, who you had out West then? You had T-Mac.
They had a lot of
Kobe. He had a lot of niggas out there.
So where did he get snubbed?
Because Bron made it his rookie year. Melo didn't.
Okay, the East.
It's two different conferences, though.
The East was a lot weaker than the West back then. A lot weaker.
But Melo was clearly the best player on our team. And I think he should have been an All-Star that year. Let me see who I was an All-Star that year before I get to talking.
So, please do that. Yeah, because I'm about to look it up right now. So the 2004 All-Star game, no, Bron didn't make it. Neither of them were on the 04 All-Star team. Kobe, KG, Duncan, Steve Francis, Yao Ming were the starters in the West. Seattle, Ray Allen. Steve
Francis.
Yep. Seattle, Ray Allen. Shaq, Sam
Cassell. Hold on, no, nigga. Let's not do that because Steve Francis was cooking.
Was that dude? Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Ray Allen, Shaq, Sam Cassell, Pay. So this was the year that Minnesota.
That's the year Minnesota was taken. Crazy.
Yeah. Andre Kirilenko made it.
Okay, and we could probably. No, there was a year Andre went the fuck.
No, Kirilenko. No, I'm not trying to doubt Kirilenko because that man. Oh my God, if he came around in this era, he'd be ridiculous.
God,
Brad Miller made
it now, nigga.
Brad Miller made
it. Brad Miller made that team. Good God. The East: Jermaine O'Neal, AI, Ben Wallace, T Mac, and Vince started. Kenyon Martin, Jason Kidd, Meta World Peace. Baron Davis, Michael Redd, Paul Pierce, and we had two shitty centers in the All-Star game this year. Jamal McGlure made the All-Star team.
That was when you had to pick centers, though. So
I know, but it was just funny to me that Brad Miller and Jamal McGlure both made the All-Star team the same year.
Okay, so the next year, Bron made it and Melo didn't.
They still had the same niggas that he named on that Western Conference team, and it was still going the fuck off. I don't know if Steve Francis made it.
Bron made it as a starter. Well, here's the thing. Bron made it as a starter. He was voted in. This was good.
T-Mac, Ray Allen.
So T-Mac went from the East to the West.
Yeah. You got Rashard Lewis, Dirk, Sean Marion.
Yeah, the only even kind of questionable one is Rashard Lewis, and I'm sure that was probably his first year where he went off in Seattle.
I could question Sean Marion too.
I want to say this was the Phoenix when Phoenix was ridiculous.
Yeah, I could still question Sean Marion. No. Like, is it Stephon Marbury, Sean Marion, or
no? Steve Nash. This is Nash. No, this is with Nash. Nash was a reserve on that team too. So you had Nash and Marion and Amari all making it as well.
Oh, that's just because the Suns were cooking.
That's what I'm saying. That was the Suns.
They do that shit with like with the Pistons and shit.
They did it with the Hawks that one year.
Yeah, no.
So
Melo probably did get snubbed in that. You're right. That year I could see.
All that being said, Marion was 19, 11, two steals, and a damn near two blocks that year. So it ain't like
Mary was going off, but still, like, I mean, who did the Nuggets have that year? Y'all didn't have Chauncey or nobody yet, right? Y'all still had
Chauncey didn't come until later.
No, Chauncey was still over there in Detroit.
Did y'all have AI at that point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just got AI. AI played two seasons. And then
that was also the year Seattle was randomly good. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that might have been the year Jerome James suddenly played good in the playoffs and then got a huge contract the following year. So Seattle was either the two of the three seed that year. So they gave him Ray Allen and Rashard Lewis, who was 20 points a night that year and 40% from three that year. Yeah, so I think probably had to do with team.
All-star team to 2007.
Don't ever bring up Jerome James again.
No.
Bro, Melo didn't make the 2006 All-Star game either.
I like Corey. I really do. I like Corey because his shots are like real subtle. But see, that's the shit with Corey. I've done a whole other show with Corey, so now every time he's you, it's not subtle to me. I hear that shit immediately.
No one else would have caught Jerome James because I didn't have to mention Jerome James. The
bar. I was like, word, nigga. I was like, okay. All right.
Oh shit!
That guy had a huge contract. You ain't shit for that. Okay. I like that one. I don't even have a comeback for that shit. I like that one. Okay.
Yeah. Again, the Western All Stars in 06 was Nash, Bryant, McGrady, Duncan, Ming, Allen, Ray Allen, Tony Parker, Elton Brand. Kevin Garnett.
He had a problem with there was good teams in the West with good bigs.
Yeah, well,
because these are forwards. Yeah. Elton Brand was crazy that year because that was the year the Clippers made the playoffs and damn near beat Phoenix.
Yo, Elton Brand was smoking.
Elton Brand was that crazy year. That year. Powell was crazy that year.
Elton Brand was
right.
Well, Powell's the center though. They got Powell as a center. So
they listed Powell as a center. So so you still have Dirk.
Marion and Dirk.
John Marion, Dirk, Elton Brand, KG. Like, that's... Sorry.
My nigga Melo getting disrespected out there, bro.
That ain't disrespect. No, Elton Brand was
putting 40 on niggas, bro. Let's stop. Elton Brand was cooking so much, I adapted his fadeaway shot because that shit was money every time it left his hands, bro. Nah.
Elton was 25 and 10 that year.
Elton Brand was 25 and 10 that year.
Nah.
Elton not just Elton Brand on that. Crazy Elton that Fowler, year. My nigga.
Fuck all that shit. Nigga, Carmelo. First of all, why they got so many people on the West this year when they finally made it?
I don't know.
I'm guessing they got replacements.
I was going to say people got hurt
The only reason Melo made it in 07 because of motherfucking replacement, bro.
He made it.
Nah, fool. They was holding my nigga Carmelo, bro.
Yeah, because of bro. I'm dead ass serious. Like, yo, for real, no bullshit. The league shitted on Melo because they wanted to prop LeBron up. I swear to God, like, for the first few years, I kind of agreed with Gerard. Like, I was like, bro, why? The rookie of the year shit told me everything I needed to know.
Because if you look up Melo's stats, bro, them first, what is it, up to 2007. Carmelo's stats is ridiculous.
Melo was great. No one's doubting Melo was great.
But damn it, y'all, they hold my nigga, bro.
Well, then again, your coach was talking wild shit about him every chance he got behind the scenes. So,
probably didn't help,
bruh.
It's real. Like, you know how coaches do vote. Collins respected in the coaches' circle,
and coaches do vote on the result. Like,
I'm telling you, bro. Like, yo,
my thing is, yes, he could have made an All Star team before he did, but it wasn't like they're picking shit people over him. He was not a non-deserving.
Bro, he was 20, damn near 29 points. He was 28.9 points a game in 6 years.
He made it that year.
In 06.
He didn't make it in 06. That's 07.
07, he was 25 and 7.
No, you're off by a year.
I'm looking at it, Corey.
So am I. 2006, 2007 is the year he made it. That's when he was 29 and 6. The year before, he was still 26 and a half. He was still really putting up numbers. I'm not doubting that. But 2007, when he put up 29, is the year he made the All-Star team.
The 06-07.
06-07 season.
That nigga was putting up 26 in 05-06.
26, yes, Yeah, 0506, 26
and 5. 20s. He had a stretch where he was cooking niggas and shooting 48%, bro. Like they was holding my nigga Melo.
It was unfortunate. He could have made the All-Star team. I just think it was a case of, like, we just ran down the players.
Why does it matter if he was on the fucking Knicks or not? Yo, I'm not doing this with y'all today. Gino, go somewhere, man. I already got issues with you for other reasons. Gino, just go somewhere, man. Not dissing Melo on the Knicks. We're not doing that.
But yeah, my boy, that should have, he should at least made it 05.
His 05, 06. Yeah. His third year, he could have made it.
Should have.
Should have. So who are you taking off then?
Sean Marion has to go.
Why?
It's an all-star game. I don't want to see Sean Marion in an all-star game. I want to see Carmelo Anthony. I want to see young, prolific scorers in the game right now. On the All-Star game. I don't want to see him. Like, I don't want to see Sean Marion.
Sean Marion was dunking on niggas at that point.
Sean Marion was crazy at that point.
Let's not shit on Sean Marion.
Like, you're sitting, like,
I don't want there's to see a difference Sean Marion in an All-Star game.
You know that was back then. Wait. You do know that was back. Those All-Star games, them niggas actually played. Right.
Yeah, so, and I still want to see Melo before I want to see Sean Marion.
I'm sure you want to see Melo. You want to see Melo before you want to see damn near anybody else. That's not the point. Sean Marion, and again, yes, Denver was good. Phoenix was the team at that point. And you're not just having Steve Nash on the fucking All-Star team there. And Sean Marion was basically 22-12 plus putting up ridiculous defensive numbers guarding five positions. We're not just going to take off Sean Marion. That's all-star performance.
We talking about a star. Sean Marion is not a star. We talking about Carmelo.
Melo wasn't a star at that point either.
If that's the case, why the fuck are you? I've never heard you argue Kawhi Leonard being in an all-star game. If that's the case, because
we never had this conversation either about Kawhi being in an all-star game? We ain't never had this conversation.
So you have talking about Melo. We're talking about so Melo. So you have an issue with Kawhi Leonard being in an all-star game too.
Should we take Tim Duncan off of all-star teams while we're at it?
Okay, first of all.
Because that's not, I mean, it's not.
Guys, Kawhi, number one player on this team. That's the only time he even made all-star games. Correct.
I'm just going off of the fucking criteria you gave me though. Like you naming
what I want to see. What I want to see the third best player on a team versus the first best player on a team
depends on the fucking player in the team.
Where the year that we talking about where he should have made it? They went to the fucking no, that was 09. I'm sorry, he made it in 09. Never mind. But we talking about Carmelo where he should have been. He was up and coming star. He should have been in the fucking game. He should have been up there. Bron was up there. Melo should have been up there too.
The East was shit. They had to throw half the fucking Pistons on the damn All-Star roster because they didn't have nobody on there.
Yeah, of course LeBron's gonna fucking make it. Like that's Melo my point with up you, there like,
before Sean Marion, bro. That's what I'm saying.
Ben Wallace was making All-Star teams. That motherfucker's the least exciting type of fucking All-Star. And he was on goddamn All-Star teams regularly.
Well, I get what Gerard is saying. Gerard's saying despite all of that, Melo should have still been on despite the talent that was in the West, Melo should have still made it on that team over Sean Marion. We get that the East is garbage, but what Gerard is saying, that Melo should have still made the All-Star team.
He could have. He was All-Star worthy. I'm not saying he's not All-Star worthy. He was All-Star worthy. There just happened to be a whole lot of All-Star worthy motherfuckers in the West at that time.
Ah, well, shit over with now.
Damn sure is. Right. Why don't y'all bring Melo back home, man?
I'm quite sure they'll sign him for a day and tell me he's going to retire.
That same question.
What? You gonna ask me the same question?
He could have asked you the same question.
He's in consideration. I never like he's at least in consideration over here. I don't. I've never Word. Heard Nugget say that shit. That's why I'm asking him. Like,
He was in consideration a couple years ago, but the thing is, he would have to put another number on when he come back.
Why?
The 2-time MVP wears this number now. Like, it's over with. That 15 belongs to somebody else, my boy.
So Jokic is a better all-time Nugget than Carmelo?
Yes.
Didn't Melo get you to a Western Conference Finals, my nigga?
He did.
Didn't Jokic get us to a Western Conference Finals, my nigga?
And who did both of them
Oh my god!
And there's a beautiful correlation there.
That's a connection. We're not doing that with you. We're not doing that bubble shit with
you. That is an amazing connection there. That both of them happened to lose to the eventual NBA champions. That's amazing. See how this shit just works.
Shut up, Corey.
What?
In my Malik voice. Shut up, Corey. But yeah, they both went to.
That was a legitimate question.
To Western Conference Finals, though. They both went to the Western Conference Finals. I think
bubble my first count.
Shut up, it do count.
No, it don't, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? Not the players Melo had to face to get there. Shut the fuck up. Okay. All right, Gerard. All right. You a Nugget fan saying that shit.
How it don't count?
I really want to ask Nuggets fans who's the better all-time Nugget, Carmelo and Jokic. Like, I really want to get
you,
a poll.
I bet you 9 times out of 10, they're all going to say Jokic.
I doubt that. I doubt. I think you say that shit. I doubt that.
All right.
I'm legitimately curious. Like, I really want to know, like, the answer to that and what people would think. Like, I'm not saying either one is right or wrong. I will make it.
They 1 and 2. Jokic is 1. Melo is 2. Dikembe might be 3.
There's some dudes back in the day. Alex English should get brought up. Skywalker.
Alex English is definitely going to be 4.
Alex English, Skywalker got to be brought up. But that was honest. I really was unsure what people would think. And I was curious because I know how much you love Melo. So.
And Melo's my nigga, bro. But
no, he's not. Apparently, he's not.
Yes, he is, bro.
No, he's not. You could be unobjective on everybody else, but the man you say is your nigga. So I don't want to hear that shit. Yo, your fucking arguments just be all over the fucking place. You know that?
Melo's my guy, bro.
Whatever, nigga.
You know this.
Whatever.
Shut up.
I don't need to shut up. I can challenge you on this because of your arguments. This is why I be pissed off with you. You the most inconsistent nigga I've ever known.
Me?
Yes, you're the most inconsistent nigga I've ever known. Like, when it comes to you being an objective nigga, you the most inconsistent, unobjective nigga I've ever known in my life.
Just because I said Melo was not the greatest Nugget of all time, but he's still my, like... He would be my favorite Nugget, but he's not the greatest Nugget.
Who's your favorite player of all time other than Michael Jordan?
Favorite player of all time is Carmelo. If I had to give you a rank, Carmelo.
Fucking point for me, my nigga.
Yeah, right, but right, so if you could, the point that he's trying to make is how can you be objective and say Melo's not the greatest Nugget of all time? Which is, let me finish the point. How can you be objective and say Carmelo isn't the best Nugget, but then also have argued for Ryan Tannehill being a top 3 quarterback.
That's my point, nigga. Like, how?
That's what we're saying. Know.
Like, how, nigga? Like, come on, dog. Like, yo, what the fuck? you pick the time to be objective when it comes to your fucking favorite basketball player, nigga? Like, come on, what the fuck?
First of all, I was
objective. Do we have positive words?
I was objective when it came to Ryan. Well, I'm gonna find the episode.
You calling that nigga top 3 is not being objective.
You calling him top 3 in a league that had Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes, and Deshaun Watson.
I'm gonna go cut it. I'm gonna go cut the episode. I don't care about none of that shit. I'm gonna go cut the episode and I'm gonna show y'all. Then, but yes, I said what I said.
We know.
And I don't care what the fuck you guys said.
Of course not.
When nobody thinks,
you don't care what nobody says. What's the fun?
Anyway, we do have a positive word. How are you guys? What's your positive words out there?
No, nigga, what's your positive word? I don't want to hear no more sports takes out of you. I want your positive word.
That's what I was saying.
No.
Your positive word,
nigga. Let me hear yours.
Hey, don't let others influence you. Don't let others influence your opinions. They're not you. That's a great positive word, bro. You got a positive word for me, Malik, bro?
Corey, go ahead. I'm thinking, man. I had one, but this nigga, yo, I swear. Like, I want y'all to know that this is the reason why I be so upset up here. It's because of this nigga. It's him. This is the reason why I be upset on this show half of the time, yo. Oh, my God. Corey's up to something. I don't trust this.
He said bye, fool. You didn't hear him.
Oh, he left the show?
Give me your positive word, bro.
I don't even know if I have a positive word. I was thinking of one, and then you threw me off. I don't know what's currently going on in my life. I don't fucking know, man. I sound stupid. I don't have one. Fuck it. I don't have one. Opposites attract, nigga. That's what I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say. Opposites attract. You'd be surprised at some shit. I'm not going to elaborate. He knows what you'd be surprised out here about, you know, how much opposites attract.
Opposites attract.
That's the positive word I got, man. Like, I don't know, bro.
About magnets, nigga. This nigga said opposites attract.
Hey, look, man. My positive word, man. A negative times a negative is a what? Positive word. There you go, bitch. Bar God. Bar God, nigga. Yeah, whatever, nigga. I can talk my way into everything, nigga. Bar God. There you go. So you'd be surprised how much opposites attract. I don't want to elaborate, but you'd be surprised. That's my positive word. That's the only thing that's going on in my life pretty much right now that I have a positive word for, because it's been kind of fucked up this past week. But yo, hey, look, man. That's what I got, bro. That's what I got. Where the fuck is Corey? Come on, dog. Corey's really gone. All right, well, fuck it. I guess. If you want to support us, yo, because I gotta end the show. I ain't cool. This nigga not coming back up on camera, period. All right. Well, shit. Yo, if you want to help us pay the bills, none of this shit is free. See my face, see Gerard's face, Corey's face, Marcus's face whenever he's here. None of that shit is cheap or free. So if you want to support us, go to attheshopmerch.com. We got, I'm trying to name some shit that you're not going to fry up in, because goddamn, this summer is hot. Goddamn, this summer is hot, my nigga. This summer is crazy hot. So we got slides. We got t-shirts. You might as well not wear a shirt, my nigga. Like, it's that hot, my nigga. Like, yo. So we got t-shirts. We got shorts. Tank tops. We do have tank tops. We got tank tops. Since I'm getting big now, I'm bringing the G-Unit shits back. I'm just throwing the conversations on the shop shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got bucket hats. Hey, bucket hats would be a good look for right now, man. Keep the sun out your eyes.
Sun out your head, bro. We got socks. If you want to wear socks, because I don't know, your feet might sweat too much. I don't know, bro. But we got stuff. We got backpacks.
Kids about to go back to school. We got backpacks. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. If you want to load up for the winter, shit, go ahead and get your shit now. You know what I'm saying?
Long sleeve shirts, hoodies.
Joggers. All them shit. You can still wear joggers. I mean, yeah, you can still wear joggers. Tights for the ladies, yo, for real. We got shit. So if you want to support us, go to attheshopmerch.com. Shout out to Low Soul. Get your bars off podcast. I think they run it right now. If y'all just want to run over there, check that out after we done. Other than that, nigga, you got anything else?
Yeah. So Carolina's favorite fat boy, Danny Ocean, will be on the show next Monday. So make sure y'all tap in, tune in, see what he got going on. Hopefully he drop us with some big news. He going on some type of promo run. So gonna see what Danny got in store for us. So best believe we'll be talking some music next week. So all my music heads, go on, come up here and get your music takes on. Because last time we had a music show, that shit got heated.
What happened? Was that Jug versus
No. That not the battle rap. When we did the Nas top 10 debate, and we had like 14 niggas up here on.
Oh, I remember that. That was when we couldn't hear what you That was the most aggravating show I think I've ever had in my life.
That was the Juicy J when Juicy J called out Nas, and then we spurred that into who was the top.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was that Versus shit when Versus started popping off. I remember that. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, so next week, all my music heads, if you in the music, bro, pull up. We're gonna be talking some music next week. So we might not do no sports news. We might just do straight music show next week. So,
oh nah, we'll see. We'll see. Kevin Durant, I'm watching you, boy. I'm watching you, bro. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. It's a week to week thing, man. It's a week to week thing. That's what I always say.
We out, bro. Y'all be
easy, bro. If you go to Boston, my nigga, I will never forget. Make sure y'all shop right now.
You're not getting nothing else out.